Okay, so I am here at this NATO summit, and we are at the part where all of the world leaders basically get together and they sit down at one massive, massive table. Don't know, I forgot what they told me it was. Honestly, they did tell me, but it beats me, I'm here. But it is wild to see how world leaders socialize. Turkey's just sat down there like, I don't give a shit. I'm going to sit here, eat my peanuts or whatever other snacks they're going to give. Let's get this meeting started. While everyone else, as you can see, is kind of just mingling, chatting. Macron officially has arrived. He's kind of stood far away from the table, trying to do an alpha move right here. Don't say, let the table come to me. How about that? We also have Keir Starmer here. Hey, the new kid on the block. I mean, he's been in power for what, like 10 minutes, and he's already at a huge NATO summit. I bet bro is out of his depth right now. Justin Keir Starmer, how you doing, big man? Justin Trudeau made sure to find the shortest person in the room just so he looks extra tall and powerful, and so he can look down. Ooh, here we go. We've got Macron joining the conversation with Justin Trudeau. Now, my man here on the right, apologies, I don't know who it is, but he's feeling a little bit left out now, it seems. Oh, fantastic joke! This bro here kind of looks a little bit left out. He's thinking, oh God, I do not know how to make small talk. You know, I'm not a politician. I'm in the military here. This is not how I was trained. Pretty much every world leader is here at the minute. But the one that hasn't arrived yet is Biden. And maybe he's doing a little power play, you know, come out last or something. Here he is, Mr. Stubb. Don't know if you guys remember the history of me and the president of Finland, Mr. Stubb. But he's now unfollowed me on TikTok. But now we are in the same room. So we've gone full circle.
How about you take your hand out your pocket and use that hand to re-follow me again on TikTok? Oh, sat down now. Is that your spot? Is that where Finland should be sat?
Oh, no. He just ate from that country's spot's food as well. He is really asserting his dominance right now. Not gonna lie, this hub over here is becoming like the central spot. This is like the cool kids table, it seems. Like everyone else kind of like twos and threes, and just more people keep on adding to this group. Get in there, bud. You see, you can see the press is like, yeah, this is the place to be. I'm gonna take some photos. Oh, another person's jumped in. Oh, geez. It's really popping off now. Oh, yeah. Oh, top down. Brave. You don't want to get the top of people's heads. They're kind of insecure about that at this point. No, don't get the bald patch. Do not do it, buddy. It'll be... Oh, going back for more. Good Lord. We are about a solid 15, 20 minutes into this thing and still no Biden. And it also turns out that wasn't Stubb's seat. But Stubb really ate from someone else's seat. And he sat there too. That's South Korea. Oh man. Stubb, I'm sorry. You unfollowed me. I've got to do this to you. This is millions of people going to see that you ate from South Korea's snacks. Is it an alpha move or is it just simply a no-no? Oh, here we go. Biden has arrived. Bro really missed the small talk. All right, now everyone is taking their seats. Here's Biden taking his seat. Keir Starmer and Biden. Okay, so they just said that now that they're actually going to start what they're going to talk about, we're getting kicked out. I guess a discussion like this is going to be behind closed doors. I mean, that is kind of a wild thought. That many powerful people about to have that discussion in there, and no one apart from them in that room right there is gonna know what they discussed. That's a wild thought.